The Lantern of Lost Memories by Sanaka Hiragi. Read by Hanako Footman. Chapter 1. The Old Lady and the Bus. The hands and pendulum of the old wooden clock on the wall were motionless. Hirasaka cocked his head to listen, but the silence inside the photo studio was practically deafening. His leather shoes sank softly into the aging red carpet as he made his way over to the arrangement of flowers on the reception counter. Carefully, he adjusted the angle of the petals. At the back of the foyer, a pair of double doors opened onto the photo studio. In the dimly lit interior, an elegant chaise longue stood in front of a paper backdrop. Nearby, a large bellows camera had been positioned on a tripod made, like the camera itself, from sturdy-looking wood. The contraption seemed far too big for a single person to carry, much to the amazement of Hirasaka's guests, who never failed to comment on its unique appearance. Those who knew a little about photography would say something along the lines of, "Ah, is that an old Anthony?" before getting into a lengthy discussion about cameras. Just then, a figure flitted by the window, and a voice called out, accompanied by a series of jolly-sounding knocks at the door. "Delivery for you, Mr. Hirasaka!" Marvelling at the delivery man's ability to remain so chipper as he repeated the same task over and over, Hirasaka opened the door. Outside stood a young man in the uniform of a delivery company, his cap tilted back, the usual trolley at his side. When Hirasaka saw the size of the package on top, he practically gasped. On the delivery man's chest was a logo of a white cat, alongside a name badge that read, "Yama." His shaved head and tanned arms seemed somehow to complement each other. "Looks like today's guest is a charming young woman," grimmed Yama, holding out his clipboard. "Nice try," said Hirasaka, with a wry smile as he signed for the delivery. "Mind giving me a hand? Been a while since I've delivered a package this heavy. Must be 100 years' worth of photos here, I reckon." With a coordinated grunt, the two men heaved the large package onto the reception counter. Hearing Hirasaka let out a sigh, Yama turned and said, "So, finally thinking about quitting, then?" "One day, maybe. But I think I'll stick at it a little longer." "Never one to give up, are you?" said Yama, straightening his cap. "Well, I should get going. Deliveries to make and all that. Rushed off our feet, aren't we? One of these days we'll work ourselves to death." "Oh, I'd say that's the one thing we don't need to worry about." With a little wave, Yama tucked his clipboard under his arm and set off again with the trolley. Hirasaka began preparing the room for his next guest. Her name, he saw, was Hatsue Yagi. He hoped he could give her a good send-off, with just the right photos to see her on her way. And more than anything, he hoped that one day he'd finally meet that somebody he was waiting for. "Hatsue? Hatsue Yagi?" Hearing a voice gently calling her name, the old lady woke with a start. Where was she? She appeared to be lying on her side on a sofa. Above her was an unfamiliar ceiling, and in front of her was a man, peering at her with a worried expression. Could she have collapsed from heatstroke? It had been very hot recently, but when she tried to recall what had happened, her memories were hazy. "Let's see. My name is Hatsue. I'm 92, and I was born in Toshima, Tokyo." "Phew," she thought. "Looks like I haven't lost the plot completely." Still, she felt a pang of worry as she stared at the man's face. If he knows my name, then he must be an acquaintance of some sort. But who? Or did he just find my name among my things? Sifting through her memories, she began to sit up on the sofa, slowly raising her body while trying to avoid straining her lower back. For someone who'd just collapsed, her body seemed in decent enough shape.